Ladies and gentlemen, every day things are getting crazier. Whoa, this whole COVID-19, I guess we can call it a crisis, right? It's getting wild. And I'm glad you're here. Welcome to another episode of the Extraordinary Family Life Podcast. We're going to dive in hard today because things are getting real. They're getting nuts, my friends, and this is just the beginning. I wish I could tell you that I was wrong about this, but the writing is on the wall. My friends, this is just the beginning. Things are going to get worse. And my perspective is, man, I hope I'm wrong. I genuinely do. I don't want any of this to happen. But the writing is on the wall, my friends. Things are going to get, especially economically, because the solution to the problem, right? The problem is like the spread of the disease. The solution to the problem is to shut down everything, close up shop, and stay home. Well, the solution to the problem is going to be a much bigger problem itself, because of the economic collapse it's going to cause. And we can know this is true because the you know, it's a miracle. You know something's up when the House and the Senate and the administration are all working together on something and doing it quickly. Like, that doesn't happen. That doesn't happen in government. And within a couple of days here, they're going to be rolling out what looks to be like around a $1 trillion package, with hundreds of billions of dollars being sent to the people in America. And the other governments around the world are doing the same. So those of you listening to this over in England, and I haven't heard about Australia and New Zealand yet, but all across Europe, they've already committed hundreds of billions of dollars to keep the economies going. But it's going to cause a collapse. I mean, we just took the air right out of the wind out of their sails, and the air right out of their just lungs. Boom, a lot of these industries just done. That's it. Boom, gone, shut down. And some of them will have a very hard time recovering. Some of them may not recover. A lot of people are already being laid off or let go. There's going to be some serious impact here. This is a big deal. When the government starts sending you checks for for just because, with hundreds of billions of dollars, like, they see it, right? So these big economists, the macroeconomists, they see it. And so I don't share any of this to scare you. I think we ought to be wise. I think we ought to be aware of this. I think we ought to be prepared. I think we ought to, and this is why we're doing this podcast episode right now, is this is a time to level up, my friends. This crisis is a call to action. It is a wake-up call for a lot of us to step it up, like to turn it on, to show up and go gangbusters. This is not a time to be sitting around entertaining ourselves to death. Because the people, oh man, may I be bold? May I just be lovingly be bold? The people who are sitting around entertaining themselves right now to kind of get through this, to survive it, to kill time, right? Those are the people who are going to tank their own future. And those who are hustling are going to come out way on top of who they were previously, on top of industries. They're going to have a competitive advantage and an edge because they're going to increase their knowledge base and their skill sets. And a crisis, my friends, any crisis, any challenge is a wake-up call to us to level up, not to coast, not to drift, not to sit around numbing and sedating ourselves with entertainment. Oh no, my friends. High performers and leaders, they actually turn it on when there's a crisis, when things get stressful and intense. Now, all right, some of you listening to this are like, whoa, Greg, easy, man, easy. And so, like, let me speak gently And please know, like, if we were there, I'd be going around hugging everybody. If we were all gathered, I'd be giving out hugs, even like coronavirus hugs. and I would. This is with love and kindness. And I realize it. There's a lot of worry, right? There's a lot of unknown, a lot of concern, a lot of stress. Some of you, your lives have been turned upside down. Everything you used to count on, it's just flopped on its head. I get it. And I have a lot of empathy for you. And I can have a lot of empathy because I've been through some insanely hard things myself when I was out on my own as a teenager. And then multiple times through 20s and 30s, I went through some crazy hard times. And then as a family, Rachel and I, we went through some insanely hard times with our travels around the world. Travel is only glamorous in some aspects, and the other aspects are incredibly difficult and gut-wrenching. And you experience trials, things that just don't work out. You miss flights, you get stopped at borders. I mean, there's just a lot that happens. You get sick, or everybody gets sick, or, you know, whatever. When things don't work out like you hope or like they're supposed to, life gets nuts, right? And we've been through these challenges, and I've been through them. I've been homeless, man. There were times I didn't know how I was going to get my next meal. Like, I've been there. I've been through the hard times. I remember one experience where, and I shared this at the very beginning of this podcast, where, you know, one night, didn't have a place to stay, and sleeping on the living room floor of somebody new. I didn't even know the guy. And I remember just being so jealous because the guy that I was also staying on the floor with me had a one Lynn Wilson burrito. And I was like, oh man, lucky. And he came back in. I was trying to go to bed to sleep off the hunger pains. And he came back in, he cut the burrito in half. And he gave me the bigger half. Right, so man, I've been there where I lived off ramen noodles, and I've faced the fear of not knowing what we're gonna eat, or what we're gonna do, or how we're gonna get the money. So those of you who are facing some serious stuff, man, I want to help, I want to support, I want to do everything I can. Some of you, interestingly, are not going to be affected economically. Some of you, your businesses will just plug along, same old, same old. You won't even notice it. Others of you, like I have some friends and clients right now, their businesses are actually doing really well. In fact, they're even doing better right now. So during this time period, their business is taking off because there's certain industries and businesses that are just going to crush it by the nature of their business, right? Because of what they make or sell that people are buying a lot of right now. But however it plays out, I want to challenge and invite all of you to take this crisis as an opportunity, as a life exam. You're being tested. You're being challenged to see what we are made of, right? And how we handle things like this determines who we become and what level we come out on. Like at the other end of this, it'll determine what level we come out at. You with me? Like, so we can be a thermostat, right, that just moves with the flow. With there's drama and stress and fear and worry, and the thermostat just goes up and down and up and down. It's cold and hot, and it's all over the place. Or we can choose to be a thermometer. You've heard me teach this before. You can be the thermometer. You can set the temperature. And this is your chance to dig deep, to step up, to show up. It's your chance to serve. There are going to be a lot of people that need your help and leadership and service. Please rise to the occasion. You're being tapped on the shoulder. You're being offered a wake-up call. This is your chance to love. This is your chance to innovate. Rachel and I did a training this morning for our Freedom Income Mastermind group about, you know, what you're going to have to do to keep your business alive and thriving through this kind of stuff. And you're going to have to be innovating. You're going to have to be on your toes. You're going to have to be agile like a cat and move and adjust to what's coming. But hands down, across the board, every one of us, even those of you who are going to be doing well because of this or won't be affected really economically by it, I still challenge you to join us and see where you have to level up your skills. I challenge you to take this opportunity to increase your knowledge and your skill set. Like, this is your time. This is your time. And I keep saying this, that the next few weeks and few months could literally be the best time of your life. You could look back at this for years and decades to come as the time that you made a course correction in your life. We have to do this. Like, this is your time to grow, to learn, to improve, to transform, to renew, to regenerate, to metamorphose. I love this one. To metamorphose, right? To go through metamorphosis. What is that? It's the changing, in animal kingdom, right? It's the changing from being, from being a child or adolescent into adulthood. In this context, you're going to metamorphose into your next level. It's going pro, right? It's really stepping up. Really stepping up here. And for most of us, the level of our success is going to be directly tied to the level of our service. How can we serve? Well, we know this, right? By leveling up ourselves, by making the most of ourselves, by working harder on ourselves than we do on anything else, by, again, increasing our skill set and our knowledge base, by going through this metamorphosis of the next level, of chasing that down, like, voraciously, with some drive and some hunger. And we use the transition for our own transformation, which then allows us to serve more. Whether it's a product you have or a service you have, or in your home, or with your friends, with your family members, with your own education, whatever stage you're at in life right now. I know some of you are teenagers, and then some are parents, and some are grandparents who are listening to this. Whatever stage you're at, I want to invite and challenge you to use this as an opportunity to level up, to get ahead, to wake up, and to show what you're made of. Like, will you do that with me, my friends? Like, join me, and don't see this as this terrible time. The worst thing we can do is sit around throwing a pity party and then numbing ourselves with entertainment and junk food. A lot of people are going to do that. They literally are doing that right now. They're closing themselves in, and they're feeding bodies with unhealthy food, and they're feeding their minds with unhealthy entertainment. Oh, let that hit home. Oh, my goodness. They have closed themselves in, and they're feeding their bodies junk food and feeding their minds and spirits junk entertainment. That's going to have a worse effect than the coronavirus, the COVID-19. And it's going to hurt them. And so we need to share this message, and we need to share this truth. I mean, and just share this podcast. Take a screenshot of it. Tag me. Throw it out there. Like, we got to share this and encourage people to take this as a wake-up call, as an opportunity. Like, let's see it as an opportunity. It's a chance. It's a challenge with a chance. Right? And look back at the times in your life when you had the biggest growth and the biggest transformations. Often when I'm going through with coaching, right, my coaching clients and people I go speak to, I ask them, when was your biggest time of growth? When did things really change in your life? For so many people, it was when things got tough, when they had a wake-up call. Let this be your wake-up call. For one of my clients, we were talking just yesterday, it has awakened this sense of urgency, this necessity of, like, yeah, I knew I should hustle, but I wasn't really doing it, right? And now it's turned it on. And it was so awesome. He's like, I feel so alive. I don't want to go back to how I was living, right? And that's what I'm talking about. Let's let this be a catalyst for us that wakes us up from this comatose state we've been in. Now, some of you, you've been hustling. You've been crushing it. You've been working hard. And I honor you. I praise you. Love you. High fives, fist bumps. Like, way to go. And I also want to lovingly ask, is there another level even? Is there even more where we can be hungry and driven? And I think so. I believe that. I believe you even have more. And you might feel maxed out right now. And some of you are facing some crazy hard circumstances. I know because you tell me about them. And I know what you're going through. But I believe with all my heart and soul, you've even got some more. You got some more growing to do, some more development, and more potential and capacity and greatness to give. A lot of us are leaving greatness on the table, my friends. We're leaving potential just sitting around because we're not picking it up and doing something with it. So this is an opportunity. Please see it that way. And if doors shut in your face, believe that it's because better ones are coming. That's a mindset that I think we have to believe in. And so in my philosophy journal, one of my favorite quotes that I have in there is an ancient quote. It says, I will find a way or I will make one. And this is it, my friends. This is your call to arms, right? It's the bell is ringing. And for whom does the bell toll? It tolls for you, my friend. It tolls for you. And this call to arms is for you to step up and pick yourself off the ground. And whatever comes, say, I'm going to come out of this better. So I want you to anticipate right now. I'm doing this. Rachel's doing this. We're doing it together. We're talking to our kids about it. I want you to anticipate. Not with fear, not with scarcity, but with wisdom and prudence and a little bit of hustle and some grit and some metal, M-E-T-T-L-E. And like, let's dig in, people, and step it up. Like, okay, what are you going to do? How? In fact, stop right now and say, just... for a good, healthy exercise, again, we're not getting fearful here. I don't want any fear, anxiety, worry. Just say, okay, what things could happen? And if things get harder, if the government is willing to send you checks, something's going down. And so if things are going to get tough, how are you going to get tougher? If things are going to get scarce, how are you going to be abundant? If things are going to get tight, how are you going to get strong? If people are going to hurt, how are you going to help heal? If others are going to struggle, how are you going to lead out? And get serious right now about leveling up. My honest opinion is, I don't think any of us can afford to sit around entertaining ourselves. I don't think, with what's coming, look, and if you're good, if you got tons of money and health, and all these great things, and you got food and all that stuff, then you have a moral obligation. I'm hitting things right now. You have a moral obligation to level up where you can so that you can help others. Don't, please, like, and this is with love. I know I'm getting intense here. This is with love. Don't you dare sit back and say all is well. If you have more to give, more to gain, and you can do it for the benefit of other people, do it. I don't think any of us can afford to be sitting around not taking advantage of this opportunity to grow and improve. We can all, the world can come out of this better. You can come out of this better. And the world will be better because you're better. And if we, as this group, this little army, respond to the call to arms, then we can come out as influencers. And we can create change and make a difference in the world. We can come out with light and energy and hope and transformation. This can be our chance to be a catalyst for positive change in the world. In so many ways. My friends, none of us can afford to be just sitting around killing time. It's like the Rose said, as if you could kill time without injuring eternity. We can't waste it. If we're wasting time, we do not understand the meaning of life. And we are not going to float to the top of our hopes and dreams. We're going to sink to the level of our training. Right? You know that. I say that quote all the time. We're not just going to rise out of this. Things aren't just going to fall on our laps. And we're not going to just be like, you know, oh, everything's going to work. It'll be all right. Everything will work out and hope that it goes up there. It'll work out when we make it work out because of our training, and we're training for greatness. Woo, man, I'm feeling this one. I'm feeling it. Please share this, my friends. And like, take action. Right now might be the best time for you to get a course. Marriage, parenting, personal development, business, marketing, language, cooking. I don't know, cook, any course, learn an instrument, whatever. Like, I'm telling people, like, learn a language. You can come out of this thing, you know, ready to be bilingual, trilingual, to be a polyglot. Like, you can come out of this with instruments. There's so much you can do. For a lot of you, like, I'm call to action here. A lot of you, this is the time to get coaching and level up your coaching. I'm serious. And the critics are, you know, people might be critical, like, oh, I'm just trying to sell things. I'm not. Rachel and I actually were going to roll out a gigantic gift because we want to help. And we know there's a lot of people that are going to be tight. And we're gonna roll out this massive gift because we want to help. We want to help people with the things that we've been learning and training on for decades with marriage and parenting and family life that's being so stressed right now and being challenged and changed. And now everything's just switched. We're going to help with that. So no, I'm not just sitting here trying to grow my own business, although my business is going to keep growing because I'm going to keep hustling. But I'm sincere with the sincerest outward focus and desire for your benefit and well-being. I know what coaching does to people. It totally transforms their lives. With my clients, my coaching clients, man, we're changing their lives and they're getting amazing results. It just works. So for a lot of you, it's time to do coaching. It's time to dig in. It's time to step up. It's time to show up. It's time to make those transformations, right? So get the course, get the books. Keep listening to the podcast here. Get the audiobooks. Maybe it's time for coaching, right? But whatever it is, this crisis is a call to arms. It's a wake-up call. It is an opportunity, an unbelievable opportunity to rise to the challenge. Love you guys. Reach upward.